Bob.
Why don't you do this one, and I'll go grab some food.
How much did you and him vote back when he said he wanted to volunteer?
Oh, are you? Ah, good for you. That'll be fun. We got, who's doing, who did I all hear? Is Baker doing Perry? And who's doing the other?
Denise is doing Bachman.
Who loves Bachman.
And Becky Howe, the young girl, is doing Huckabee.
Oh, who's doing Gingrich?
Somebody from Citizens United.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, David.
That's fine. That's fine. Let me see how much we're going here. Yeah. You mentioned that as you come down to it, you're down to, I think, four candidates,
yeah,
correct, that the family leader might endorse. You used the word pragmatic, pragmatic decision. What does that mean?
Well, I think part of it is what we've always said. There's three legs to a stool. One is core values, character, convictions. I mean, where are they at? I mean, what's their core? Two is, what's their pro-family vision for the country? And we're really looking at worldview issues. That's why our forum was all developed around, you know, how do you see the world? What lens do you see the world in? So what's your worldview? And then three is, you know, can you beat Obama? And in order to beat Obama, you probably need to beat Romney. So that third leg has always been part of the dynamic. And so when you have several good candidates, either we back away and we say, you know what, they're good candidates, let the people decide, and that's what the board may do. Or if we say, you know what, 65 to 70% of the caucus goers are still up in the air, and they're looking for leadership, well, then maybe we need to lead. So that's the big question, you know, the board, myself, we need to answer.
Okay. Gingrich and Perry, their official positions right now are that certain babies can be murdered in the womb. That's their official position. That's not a change. That's not a flip-flop. That's their current position. Their campaigns have both reaffirmed that they believe in exceptions for babies that have been the children of rape and incest. Now, let me ask you, which of those nine babies,
sure,
parent, which one of those nine babies was the father of rapist?
Well, I understand what you're saying, David.
No, it's a serious question.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying and where you're going. Is Gingrich's statement back to us is life begins at conception. Okay?
Just within the last week, his campaign confirmed that he believes in exceptions for rape and incest.
And I also believe, I just heard, and I can't be, but I also believe there's a personhood pledge out there that doesn't give options for rape. Now, if that's the case, that is something the board will take into consideration. In our conversations, okay, and in our vetting, both of them, the ones you're talking about, Perry and Gingrich, have said life begins at conception.
But they believe that it's okay to murder babies who are children of rape.
Well, there's no doubt that if I find that to be true, if I find that, your comments to be true, that will be part of the board calculations.
Well, it should be, don't you think it should be determining? If that's their position, I don't see how they could qualify. If 2 to 5%, it's 2 to 5%.
Yes.
If it's 2 to 5%, what if one of the candidates got up and said, you know what, Native Americans and Asians,
let me cut to the chase here, okay? Is my position and the board's position is life begins at conception, it ends at natural death. We don't have exceptions on life. We don't have exceptions as an organization. So if what you're telling me is true, okay, and I guarantee you this will go to the board, that will be brought to the board's attention. And you're right, if that's said to be true, that is most likely a disqualifier.
Okay. Okay. I will send you information.
Okay.
Like I said, Gingrich's campaign said it this past, in the last week or two.
Okay.
And Perry, same thing. They confirmed
that. Well, life, as a matter of fact, I think you saw at the State House, we're the one organization that stood firm on the sanctity of human life the entire way. We don't budge on that issue.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
All right.
You do. All right. Thank you.